inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Chris, you have found a really interesting niche to make rental income. Tell me what you're doing.
I am renting out the basement of my home to travel nurses. They come to the area for 13-week assignments, and they need a nice, safe, affordable, furnished place to live.
The universe of traveling nurses, I would imagine, is pretty small. I mean, that's a very specific group of people you're trying to target. Is it a lot of work to find them?
No, not at all.
On the podcast today, Chris is going to walk us through exactly how this works. We'll talk about how she's finding nurses, and we'll also get into her numbers. This is actually very lucrative, and Chris is going to tell us exactly how much she's making by doing this. Joining us on the podcast today from Reno is Chris Kelly. We'll take a really quick break. We'll come right back and we'll jump right into the interview. The first step in buying a rental property is to get pre-qualified. And I would suggest you work with a lender that specializes in working with investors, because the last thing you want to have happen is to get to closing and find out the money's not there and you can't close. The lender that I recommend is Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She's a nationwide lender and she'll pre-qualify you for free if you mention Rental Income Podcast. Find out more today. Contact Chaley at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's R-I-D-G-E, lendinggroup.com. NMLS 42056. Let's start off talking about how you got started doing this. So your kids grew up, they left the house.
And at one point I realized that I hadn't been in my basement for 2 years. And I decided, since I'm already in the real estate business, that that was kind of crazy and that I wanted to maximize my space. So I decided, when I found out that there was a need for space for traveling nurses, I decided to rent out my basement. I got my husband kind of on board. He's a doctor. So he thought, well, you know, we'll give it a try. I started to rent it out. There was no washer dryer downstairs. There was no kitchen. And so I thought, well, I'll just start the rent out really low. So I started it at $500 a month. And now I laugh at that. But I was booked instantly. And then talking to the nurses, I found out that they do want a few more amenities. But, you know, I started with what I had and it was working.
Mm-hmm. So then what kind of amenities were they looking for?
They really would like a kitchen or a type of a kitchenette. And so I just had a wet bar. So what we did was we got a refrigerator, a range, and we put in a larger sink. And then I just took some of my furnishings from my kitchen, because I had two of everything. I just put some of those downstairs and called it a furnished kitchen.
And then you eventually added a like a washer and dryer too?
I did. When I added the kitchen, I increased the rent from $500 a month to $900 a month.
Wow.
And I had no problems renting it. And then talking to the nurses, I found out that they really would like a washer and dryer. So I got a handyman to come in and put in a washer and dryer. I bought some used appliances. And I still have them to this day. It's been about 10 years. And so my rent started at $500 a month. It went up to $900 a month. And with the washer and dryer, I now get $1,800 a month.
Wow.
For space that I wasn't using anyway.
That's incredible. Wow, that's a lot of money just for renting out your basement. Wow, I've got so many questions about this. So it's just traveling nurses, like you're not renting to any other types of tenants. It's really just your target is a traveling nurse?
Yes, that is my target, partially because my husband is a doctor and we were comfortable with the type of people that are nurses. And We just felt that we would be like-minded. We probably would live the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, we do end up renting to somebody else that isn't a traveling nurse, but that is on a short-term assignment. But honestly, I do prefer the nurses. And a couple of reasons is because they work long shifts. They're generally clean. They're quiet. One of the rooms in my house, it doesn't have any windows. So people say that it's the magical sleeping room for people that are day sleepers and they work the night shifts.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy because like that would be for a regular tenant, not having a window might be a bad thing. But for someone that's working shift work, that's actually a benefit to them.
Right.
That's great. Now, you're doing with your basement. Most of my listeners own like single family houses or maybe a duplex, a small apartment building. Would this work with another type of property, or did the nurses generally, are they looking for a basement?
I think that they're just looking for a clean, quiet place to live for 13 weeks. My goal this next year is to acquire more rentals and to turn them all into rentals for traveling nurses.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that it would work for a studio, a one bedroom, a two bedroom. I do know people that will rent out a whole house and then they rent out room by room. So really, I think it could work in any space. There are nurses that rent out RVs or travel in RVs.
You mentioned that your husband's a doctor. Is that how you're finding the nurses?
Oh, not at all. We actually own a wellness center in town. My husband doesn't work at the hospital. He doesn't work with any of the nurses. The way that I get the nurses is through Furnished Finder, either through their app or their Facebook page.
So is Furnished Finder a company or like a website that is basically linking up traveling nurses with landlords?
Yes. I think their tagline is, we send you leads, you make them tenants. It's different than Airbnb because I'm also an Airbnb host. And with that, I just get whoever books. With Furnished Finder, I get to know a little bit more about the person that wants to rent from me. And since it is the basement of my home, even though there's no shared space, it's still on my property. So I want to be really careful.
Yeah.
So I can check that person out. That person can also check me out. I'll call them and find out if we're a good fit. And a good fit for me would be somebody without pets, a non-smoker, somebody that doesn't want the downtown life after their shift. I've been in the real estate and management business for a really long time. If I was new, I would use the screening processes that are available. Furnished Finder does have a screening app, a background check. I would say that I'm a little old school, that I want to talk to somebody. I want to FaceTime with them. But with the traveling nurses, they're already vetted through the company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe I'm being a little bit naive, but I've been doing this a long time. And so far, so good.
Do you have any downtime between nurses, or is it really just kind of constant?
For me, it's been constant. I've had times where somebody has moved out in the morning and then I'm scrambling to get a cleaning crew in there and getting the place ready to rent in the afternoon. I don't think in the last 10 years that I've had more than maybe a week total when my place hasn't been rented.
Wow. That's incredible. And how do you get paid? Are the nurses paying you directly, or do you get paid through the agency that they work for?
I like to have them pay me directly. Some of them do have corporate housing stipends, and that could be set up. But I use Venmo or Cozy or, you know, even cash or a check for my payments.
And the property is furnished, so you're providing everything, the bed, couches, TV, that the nurses are coming in and everything is set up for them?
Yes. I provide everything down to new pillows and sheets. Some of the nurses will tell me that they don't even bring a blow dryer with them. They bring some scrubs, they bring some hiking clothes, and they just love having everything provided.
Now, is it a lot of work? I mean, so every 13 weeks, you're getting someone new in there. Is it a lot of work to constantly be recruiting new nurses?
It's not for me. Like I said, I tapped into the Furnished Finder website, and I was just looking back, and I get about two or three inquiries a day. Sometimes I'll get, six or seven a day. So what happens is I will get a text or an email for somebody that's interested in renting in my area. I'll look at a profile of that person. I'll see the dates that they're looking for, who they live with, if they have pets, and then I'll respond to them. So I get constant leads.
Now, with having these nurses in your house, do you have a lot of contact with them, or is the basement just totally separate from the rest of the house?
The basement is now completely separate. There is a separate, we put in a separate sidewalk. There's a separate entrance. There is a shared backyard. So sometimes I've had a nurse that I've only seen twice in a 13-week period. I've had other nurses and their families that they feel like my own family. I had one family that ended up staying for a whole year, and I felt like a grandma to their children.
That's great. Now, have you thought about doing Airbnb with your basement, or even on the other extreme, just getting a regular tenant in there? Have you thought about doing that, or is the traveling nurse just so much more profitable?
Well, my favorite Airbnb story to tell is that I had somebody book, and they were supposed to be there for 10 days. It was supposed to be two people. Well, two carloads of people showed up. There were adults. There were children. They ended up having a party with a pinata in my backyard.
Wow.
And the children got into my chicken coop, and I looked outside, and they were taking the chickens out of the chicken coop. And I had to ask them to leave. So it just, for me, it's not a good match to have unknown people
right
on my property to put my pets at risk.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that makes a lot of sense. And I imagine that it's less work than Airbnb, because Airbnb is turning over every couple of days, where you've got a 13-week cycle with one person being there.
Absolutely. I found that out very early on. I do host Airbnb every now and then, but Dan, right now I'm booked until May of 2021 with the travel nurses through Furnished Finder.
Incredible. Okay. So it's not, so people know the nurses know in advance that I'm going to be in town these dates. Like, so it's not like a last minute thing.
I would say that sometimes people plan it far in advance. Other times a contract will come up and they will just jump at it.
Is there any downside to doing this?
I haven't found any downside, except maybe falling in love with the nurses and then they move away.
Right. Okay. Yep. So it all sounds pretty positive. I mean, have you heard of any other landlords that are doing this, like having anything bad happen?
The only things that I can think of are maybe with pets and When the nurses work a really long shift, some of them will travel with pets and then they will just leave their pet at home. And so the landlords would be uncomfortable with that situation. But there's a really good workaround. There's doggy daycare. There's Rover that will come in and walk the dogs. So I think by interviewing the landlords, interviewing the prospective tenants, finding a good match, there's always somebody that will like a lot of dogs or cats in their home. There's other people that won't. So with good communication, I think that all of those problems can be avoided up front.
How about overnight guests? Like, how do you feel about that? If the nurse maybe had a boyfriend or someone staying over, is that ever an issue?
I haven't had it myself, but I have heard about that. And again, I think that as a landlord, when you're renting out a room in your home, you need to be very upfront about what your expectations are. Because, I mean, imagine the awkwardness. You wake up in the morning and there's somebody in your kitchen that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, not only awkward, but maybe a safety concern. So as long as everybody just knows the rules up front, I think that that's the best approach.
If anybody wants to reach out to Chris, or if you want to look up the company that she works with to find her tenants, I've got links to everything on the website. Just go to rentalincomepodcast.com/episode286. I'd like to thank today's sponsor for making this episode possible. It's Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. If you're looking to buy a rental property, whether you're just getting started or you want to add to your portfolio, the lender that I recommend is Chaley Ridge. She's a nationwide lender and she specializes in helping investors buy rental properties. She has a ton of different loan programs and she can find something that'll work for you in your situation. If you want to find out more or set up a time to talk to Chaley personally, just go to ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE. lendinggroup.com. If you mention Rental Income Podcast, she will waive all the pre-qualification fees. NMLS 42056. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe. We have new interviews every single Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.